This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Israeli tanks and troops today entered the West Bank city of Nablus and fought with Palestinian gunmen. Two Palestinians were wounded. There were also Israeli airstrikes in Gaza in response to a Palestinian attack near an army base in southern Israel that left two Israeli soldiers dead. Palestinian security sources say at least 30 people were hurt in the airstrikes. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon returned to Israel after meeting with President Bush to face what Israeli officials are calling a sharp escalation in Palestinian violence. They mean the Palestinians' launch of a new rocket called the Qassam 2 from Gaza into southern Israel yesterday that did not cause any injuries. The rocket can carry about 20 pounds of explosives and has a longer range capability than previous models. Sharon had previously warned of a harsh response if the rockets were used. Israeli military sources say they believe these rockets have also been deployed in the West Bank. Last night, Sharon convened his inner cabinet to decide how to respond. Israeli media reported that they decided on a, quote, new type of army activity, but did not give details. Deputy Prime Minister Silvan Shalom says that Israel cannot live with a situation of constant terrorism and must try something new. More military attacks won't solve the problem, as they haven't so far, he told Israel Radio. We have to deal with the main cause of terrorism, and that is Yasser Arafat. We have to get him out of here, he said. Israeli analysts say Sharon is now focusing on replacing Arafat with a new Palestinian leadership. Sharon recently met three senior Palestinian officials, his first meetings with top-level Palestinians. But Palestinian officials insist there is no alternative to Arafat, and Sharon was unable to convince President Bush to sever ties with the Palestinian leader. Mohammed Dahlan, the Palestinian security chief in Gaza, says the Palestinian Authority has arrested Ahmed al-Ghul, long on Israel's wanted list as the chief bombmaker for the Islamist Hamas movement. Dahlan also says the Palestinian Authority has recently prevented at least 7 Palestinian attacks on Israelis. He charges that Israel is making it harder for the Palestinian Authority to crack down on extremists. Anyone who bombs the Palestinian Authority at night and then expects them to take steps against extremists is dreaming, Dahlan told Israel Radio. Israel has kept Yasser Arafat himself confined to his headquarters in Ramallah for more than 2 months. But some Israeli analysts say the Israeli pressure on Arafat has only increased his popularity. Arafat today said he is sure that eventually there will be an independent Palestinian state.
No doubt, sooner or later, we'll have our independent Palestinian state. This had been mentioned by President Bush after his meeting with Sharon. That this had been repeated in the European Union. It had declared their insistence for the Palestinian independent state.
Arafat said he is doing all he can to rein in Palestinian militants. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.